青浦区2016年高三英语一模试卷14。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Hey Mary, how are you doing with your new business?
Hey Greg, it's going well. I signed 2 new contracts last week and today I have 3 more.
Question. How many contracts did the woman have before today?2. This TV looks like a pretty good deal. It's on sale for $399. What do you think?
That's a good price, but we should look around before we buy.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? 3. Then, I need a first-class ticket to Seoul, leaving on 13th.
Yes, sir, let me see. The flight on the 13th is non-stop and leaves at 7 a.m.
Question. What is most probably the woman's job? 4. Hey, I'd like to take time off in July when the kids are out of school. What shall I do?
Oh, you've got to submit a form to Human Resources.
Question. What is the man going to do? 5. Oh no, the Z-Mobile dropped my call again, right in the middle of the conversation.
I hardly ever get dropped with T-Mobile, and long-distance calls in Canada are free.
Question. What is the man's problem? 6. I had a problem with one of your managers yesterday. She was terribly rude to me.
I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
Question. What is the man doing?7. Wow, the line is really long. Are all these people here for the same movie?
Why don't you stay in line and I'll go check out that automatic ticket machine?
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 8. Congratulations, Elsa. Or should I say, Vice President?
Not yet. It doesn't take effect until next month. I'm excited about the new opportunity, but a little scared.
Question. What can we infer about Elsa? Nine. Excuse me, I am a freshman. I am here to get a library card.
You need one of those forms over there, on the table next to the copy machine.
Question. What does the woman imply the man should do? 10. I really enjoyed the charity event. The students did an amazing job with the stalls. It reminds me of my school time.
I wish you could repeat your comment about the posters.
Question. What does the woman imply?
1. B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 1 short passage and 2 longer conversations. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passage and the conversations will be read twice.But the questions will be spoken only once.
When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
In the West, people hug for many different reasons. Family and friends sometimes hug just to show the other person they care. They may hug a loved one that they haven't seen for a while, or hug someone who will be leaving for a long period of time. Hugs are also given to comfort someone who is sad, or to congratulate someone who has good news. Hugs reduce tension and raise self-confidence. Scientists even found that hugging can have a positive effect on a person's IQ. Some Chinese friends think all Westerners love to hug, but some Western cultures encourage hugging more than others. The French, for example, are some of the most affectionate people in the world. Researchers have observed that the French touch each other more than 100 times during a 30-minute conversation. Americans, however, typically only touch each other twice during the same time period. Italians and Greeks are known for giving lots of hugs, but British people, like Americans, tend to be a little more reserved about hugging.
Now listen again, please.
In the West, people hug for many different reasons. Family and friends sometimes hug just to show the other person they care. They may hug a loved one that they haven't seen for a while, or hug someone who will be leaving for a long period of time. Hugs are also given to comfort someone who is sad, or to congratulate someone who has good news. Hugs reduce tension and raise self-confidence. Scientists even found that hugging can have a positive effect on a person's IQ. Some Chinese friends think all Westerners love to hug, but some Western cultures encourage hugging more than others. The French, for example, are some of the most affectionate people in the world. Researchers have observed that the French touch each other more than 100 times during a 30-minute conversation. Americans, however, typically only touch each other twice during the same time period. Italians and Greeks are known for giving lots of hugs, but British people, like Americans, tend to be a little more reserved about hugging.
Questions 11. Which one is not the reason for hugging?
In which country do people touch each other most frequently?
What does this passage mainly talk about?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Significant changes have been proposed to the political system of Italy. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi wants to reduce the number of people serving in the upper house. This would weaken its power, and Prime Minister Renzi says it would make it easier and faster to pass laws. But critics say this could get rid of an important check on the government's power and give too much power to the Prime Minister instead. In central China, more than 20,000 people were stranded at an airport over the weekend. Flights were cancelled or delayed in the city of Chengdu. The reason is an extreme combination of fog and smog. The airport called the conditions the worst in years. The World Air Quality Index is one measurement of pollution levels. When it's between 0 and 50, air quality is good. Pollution isn't the problem. In Chengdu, the air quality was recently measured at 280. That puts pollution levels in the index's very unhealthy category, an emergency level which advises everyone to limit their outdoor activity or avoid entirely. The pollution is the side effect of the major industrial growth seen in some Chinese cities.
Now listen again, please.
Significant changes have been proposed to the political system of Italy. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi wants to reduce the number of people serving in the upper house. This would weaken its power, and Prime Minister Renzi says it would make it easier and faster to pass laws. But critics say This could get rid of an important check on the government's power and give too much power to the Prime Minister instead. In central China, more than 20,000 people were stranded at an airport over the weekend. Flights were cancelled or delayed in the city of Chengdu. The reason is an extreme combination of fog and smog. The airport called the conditions the worst in years. The World Air Quality Index is one measurement of pollution levels. When it's between 0 and 50, air quality is good. Pollution isn't the problem. In Chengdu, the air quality was recently measured at 280. That puts pollution levels in the index's very unhealthy category, an emergency level which advises everyone to limit their outdoor activity or avoid entirely. The pollution is the side effect of the major industrial growth seen in some Chinese cities.
Questions. 14. According to Prime Minister, why should there be fewer people in the upper house?
What does index mean in the second piece of news?
16. What is the cause of flights being cancelled or delayed in Chengdu?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. I see you're walking through lunch, Simon.
Oh, I'm just preparing for my talk show this afternoon. You?
Me? I guess I just don't feel like eating today.
Why? Are you feeling sick?
No, not in the usual sense of the word, but I'll admit I'm feeling a little, well, sick of my job.
Oh, everyone feels that way sometimes. You'll feel better when the payday comes.
I don't think so, Simon. This job involves too much pressure. Payday and every day.
I'm glad they turned me down for it.
You mean you applied for the job?
Oh, yeah. And I'm suddenly feeling a lot better about not getting it. So it's pretty stressful, huh?
It sure is. And I'm getting exhausted with all the pressure. I feel a lot less energetic than I used to.
Isn't that just a natural part of aging? Just kidding. Anyway, you always seem so relaxed. I'd never have guessed you'd been going through a crisis.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm a good actor, but I don't think I'm a very good manager. I think I'd like to do something different for a while.
Like what? Work behind the microphone again?
Yeah, maybe.
Now listen again, please.
I see you're walking through lunch, Simon.
Oh, I'm just preparing for my talk show this afternoon. You?
Me? I guess I just don't feel like eating today.
Why? Are you feeling sick?
No, not in the usual sense of the word, but I'll admit I'm feeling a little, well, sick of my job.
Oh, everyone feels that way sometimes. You'll feel better when the payday comes.
I don't think so, Simon. This job involves too much pressure. Payday and every day.
I'm glad they turned me down for it.
You mean you applied for the job?
Oh, yeah. And I'm suddenly feeling a lot better about not getting it. So it's pretty stressful, huh?
It sure is. And I'm getting exhausted with all the pressure. I feel a lot less energetic than I used to.
Isn't that just a natural part of aging? Just kidding. Anyway, you always seem so relaxed. I'd never have guessed you'd been going through a crisis.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm a good actor, but I don't think I'm a very good manager. I think I'd like to do something different for a while.
Like what? Work behind the microphone again?
Yeah, maybe.
Questions. 17. What are the speakers talking about?
18. What do we know about the man from the conversation?
19. How does the woman feel now?
20. What can be inferred from the conversation? That's the end of listening comprehension.